Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. As we do, we're keeping with the momentum around the story regarding the trade war between the US and China. We gave you the market perspective. Significant sell-off that we saw last week, Friday. Markets picking up in optimism today on the back of Donald Trump essentially saying, hey, I'm going to meet the Chinese president and we'll find a way forward. But it's not without the damage that it has caused, right? Azar just gave us a moment of perspective around the economic calamity and frustrations that this brings about, but also unforeseen gaps of opportunity. But we focused on the markets. We've spoken about the macroeconomic climate and what it means for fixed assets like commodities, especially when it comes to gold. But tonight we're going to take a look at Bitcoin, because that too also felt the pressure of the back and forth regarding the trade war between China and the US. To tell us more about the sell-off we saw in the pricing, the shoot up, and of course, most importantly, the trends we've seen in the price of Bitcoin, we join now on the line by Terrace Arnold, Business Development Manager at Luno. Luno is a platform that allows many South Africans to actually trade and interact to ensure that they can purchase their Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies securely. So it does provide wallets. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Terrace, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Gugulethu, and good evening to your listeners.
I can imagine that you lost a bit of sleep on Friday night and even today are still recovering. Would my analysis be correct? Or was this just another day of volatility, Trump and his tweets impacting the price of Bitcoin?
No, it was a bit stressful going into the weekend. fortunately, after you spend a bit of time in the crypto space, you do get used to having some of this volatility, and we're starting to see the markets recover nicely. So I'll sleep much better tonight.
I'm happy to hear so. And maybe let's just talk about what it is that influenced the price, right? I can imagine many participants who use your wallets might have either withdrawn or actually bought at these particular levels. But help us contextualize, you know, just the mood and the dynamic in terms of optimism regarding Bitcoin. It does appear to be incredibly favorable on the back of the global uncertainty we see.
Yes, so I think it's tied to what you mentioned earlier around the tariffs. As the crypto markets mature and we start to see more funds flowing in, all-time highs, we've seen a few of them this year, they are becoming connected to the global trends and geopolitics as they kind of always have been, but much more deeper and much more powerful sense now. With Donald Trump's announcements on Friday sending all of the markets kind of into a tailspin a bit, we did see the crypto markets equally impacted. I think something that drove it a little bit more than other markets is crypto markets are 24/7, so they don't close over the weekends. The traditional markets closing over the weekends likely shielded them a little bit from some of the volatility that we saw over the weekend. But unfortunately, crypto wasn't as lucky. But as I said, starting to see that come back, similar to the equities markets.
Perfect. I can imagine. And coupled with that, crypto has also seen a significant rally in the recent weeks, right? Just last week, I was talking about the all-time high that we experienced of $125,000, which is equivalent of more than 2.1 million rand. And today, we're slightly below that, 114. I'm quite keen to see what kind of activity have you been witnessing when it comes to your wallets, especially just in terms of the South African market. Is there still growth, demand, and even activity, especially when it comes to settlements using crypto at some of our retail spaces and merchants?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll touch on the few things to touch on there. So South Africa has always been a really strong crypto market. Lots of attention, lots of adoption. We're definitely globally ranked when it comes to that, and a large reason why Luno has been able to be successful. Over the year, we have seen quite a bit of momentum following global trends. Likewise, as we've seen in the last previous year with American institutional financial services institutions moving into the crypto space, we're starting to see that trend in a big way here in South Africa, where number of asset managers, financial advisors, all kinds of different institutions are moving into the space, but not only just financial services, but businesses as well, who are looking to include crypto into their treasury mix.
Sure.
So we're seeing a really huge drive now on the institutional and business side coming into the crypto space, largely helped by clarity on regulations that we've seen in the last 18 months. So that's become a really interesting dynamic in the South African space that we haven't had previously.
Mm.
So we're still seeing quite a lot of excitement. I think we are starting to approach almost a turning point where crypto stops becoming just something that some of your friends are into and a much more normalized thing, as much as normal as holding the JSE top 40 almost.
Mm.
And in terms of merchants, we're also seeing the adoption of crypto as a payment use case driving significantly. Last week, we actually announced a partnership that allows our users to spend their cryptocurrency at over 700,000 merchants yes. across South Africa. So everywhere from buying plane tickets to paying for coffee, you can now use your crypto in your day-to-day life. And I think that's become something that's really exciting, making crypto a lot more real to everyone, but also opening a lot more opportunities for people to be exposed to the asset.
I see that in the headlines. Yes, the LunoPay, a partnership that you do have, and allowing individuals, I guess, to partner with and transact with more than 700,000 merchants across the country. What I'm intrigued by as well, Terrace, is maybe if you could contextualize from a volume point of view, you know, how this has shifted from 2020. And I ask this because when one looks at the Bitcoin price and demand for it, in 2019, it was at $4,000. US dollars. 2022, it was at $40,000. 2025, last week we just saw $125,000. So not only is the value improving, but also, as you said, from a regulatory point of view, just a level of heightened and easier adoption. So when you take a look at, I guess, wallet activity in the last 5 years, what are some of the key metrics that actually show us this upward trend and trajectory?
So that's a really great question. We've seen a significant adoption from individual everyday people moving not just into Bitcoin, but into a lot more assets. So around the 2020 point, most retail crypto investors were very heavily focused solely on Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're starting to see people bring in things like stablecoins like USDC and USDT and other mainstream or flagship cryptocurrencies like Ethereum and Ripple, or also known as XRP. So we're starting to see a much broadening, diverse range of assets that people are investing in. We're also seeing kind of non-traditional crypto assets move into the space with, even on Luna, we now have listed tokenized stocks, which allows people to buy US equities without having to use their allowance or without having to acquire USD. So we're starting to see a reshaping of what the asset is for your average investor and not just Bitcoin. From a volumes perspective, it's definitely been on a pretty significant upward trend. I think what's really interesting, while the values have increased in a ZAR perspective, and we've seen volumes increase accordingly, we still aren't seeing the same level of volumes moving from a pure Bitcoin or Ethereum or crypto perspective as we did in the kind of heights of 2021. So I think that shows that there's still a lot of optimism and room to growth on the crypto side. I know we're keeping our eyes on that. There's a lot of optimism as well that we're moving into another kind of upward market, bull market. So there's excitement there. And we've seen that also demonstrated in positions, leverage positions people took over on Bitcoin that impacted the price falling over the weekend. So we still, I would say, are got lots of room for a lot more growth, a lot more new investors to come into the space. But we're definitely seeing a growth and adoption and a maturing of understanding of cryptocurrencies as an asset class.
The regulatory space, are you finding that South Africa is also being very responsive?
So I think in terms of the regulatory landscape, South Africa, particularly on the African continent, has been leading the charge. A lot of firms have reached out to us before there was regulatory certainty with a lot of interest, but waiting for that clarity to come through before they started putting resources and capital into it. Now that we have that, and the FSCA has been able to hand out more than a few hundred licenses to other crypto asset service providers, we're starting to see a new level of comfort. And with that comfort comes a lot of innovation and products. We're seeing lots of interest in businesses doing B2B payments. with cryptocurrencies to help hedge against certain volatility and rand risk. And as I mentioned before, we're seeing lots of businesses come in to add crypto into their treasury for long-term investment. And a lot of that has come largely because of the cryptocurrency frameworks that we have set up. We still have a little bit of work to do there when it comes to things like exchange control and taxation. There's still a little bit of confusion, I would say, there. But all of that, I believe, is being worked on quite a lot more clarity over the next 18 months.
100%. Well, we're looking forward to it. Taris, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Kugletti.
Taris Arnold, Business Development Manager at Luno, joining us in conversation to take a look at the new highs and lows that we've been seeing in this particular asset class. You would recall that we have spoken about Bitcoin and Luno as a key player within the wallet industry, giving us some insight into the growth and developments taking place there. So, really helping us keep in check and fully understand the dynamics that are at play that are certainly influencing the performance of crypto. But as we've also seen this past weekend, gold, the equities, even confidence in the US dollar were all themes that also seemed to wane. See what happens when Donald Trump sends a tweet. Share your thoughts. 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.